Our next presentation, and I'm going to ask Diane Dooley from the Counter Costa Health Services, and the title of her presentation is Healthy and Active Before 5, Developing a Comprehensive Action Plan to Reduce Early Childhood Obesity. I just want to, these are just really, I'm just very excited, and I've got lists of questions, and I want to keep the sessions on time, but those of you who would really like to have some questions, please stay. I think we'll have time after the 11:30. 12 o'clock.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate the introduction. I'm Dr. Diane Dooley. I'm a pediatrician with Contra Costa County Health Services in Northern California. It's great that the food and nutrition section held this session. There's been a lot of interest. I think there have been wonderful presentations at this conference, and it's really exciting to see what people are doing. Briefly, what I wanted to do today is talk about an exciting new initiative of Contra Costa County to reduce childhood obesity in children ages 0 to 5. I want to tell you the components of the multi-sectorial collaborative that we've been able to put together in hopes that we'll be able to make this change in our county, the rationale for focusing on the 0 to 5 group, as well as the describe the action plan, which has 8 evidence-oriented principles, and some of the outcomes that we've seen to date. I want to start with some thank yous. One is to my mother, who said I would never make any fortune in the world of pediatric obesity, and in fact, she's right. The second thank you is to my partners who've been working on this collaborative. And in particular, I wanted to thank Mary Ann Balin, who's here. She's been a very active supporter from Kaiser Permanente Community Benefits. This story starts actually on a sunny, wintry day in the year 2007, early that year. We were called together to meet with Kaiser Permanente. Now, by we, I mean a nutrition collaborative that's been working in Contra Costa County for approximately 15 years on the issue of early childhood nutrition. We initially focused on childhood anemia, but over the last 5 to 7 years, we've focused more on pediatric obesity. Now, I wanted to put in the word sunny day to remind you where I live. I live in Contra Costa County and work there. Contra Costa County is a county of about 1 million people. It's located in the eastern part of the San Francisco Bay Area. It has tremendous diversity. We have houses, we have areas of the county in which buying a $1 million house would be a bargain. We have other areas in which there are many families crowded into apartments living closely together. But just like the rest of California, our WIC population represents the new California, which is approximately 58% of the children are Hispanic, 17% are African American, and 13% are white. The reason we were called together with Kaiser was because Kaiser had recently sponsored a pediatric obesity summit in our county. The summit had generated tremendous interest among its participants. People were really concerned about the high rates of obesity that were described in our county, as well as the predicted complications and comorbidities that would be coming because there were so many overweight children. When we started to talk about next steps after this summit, we realized that we had some foundation for starting some type of initiative in our county to prevent childhood obesity. First of all, we already had tremendous partners. We had a nutrition collaborative that was already working together, focused on ages 0 to 5, and had been successfully running for years. We also knew that we had a significant problem. If you look at the evidence here from the PEDNAS data, which is the data submitted regarding low-income children in Contra Costa County, you find that the rates are incredibly high. The far left would be the rate in 1971, when the initial definition of obesity and overweight was defined, and that 15% of the kids should be overweight or obese in our county. But if you look at the incidence in our county today, 33% of the toddlers are either overweight or obese, 42% of the school-age kids, and 45% of the kids in the adolescent years are either overweight or obese. I work in Contra Costa County Health Services in a hospital and clinic that serves most of the low-income children in our county. We recently did a study in which we found that 48% of the kids coming in for well child visits were either overweight or obese. And just this last spring, we found that 22% of the kids who come in for a well child visit ages 2 to 17 are considered to be obese for age. So we have very high rates. And this is particularly true in the low income, of course, and Hispanic populations in our county. What we decided to do after this summit was to focus on the prevention of childhood obesity. A lot of this came because the medical providers were expressing a lot of frustrations with their inability to work with families after the child had already become overweight. Most of the kids in our system are actually born in our hospital. So as physicians, we see these patients for 5 years. We're often attending their first days of life, and then we have pretty good continuity of care where we see them regularly throughout their first years. And increasingly, providers are frustrated by the fact that when they sign that kindergarten entry form, they're noting that the child is so obese that they may have difficulty participating fully in kindergarten. I remember one of the kindergarten teachers told me recently that sometimes the kids are so overweight they can't sit cross-legged on the rug because they have such a large stomach. So we're seeing a lot of kids who we have been seeing regularly as well as the child care providers, the WIC providers, and yet we're not able to stop that rise in obesity. There were a lot of reasons There were also a lot of reasons in the medical literature for focusing on the prevention of childhood obesity in ages 0 to 5. First of all, we want kids in this age to be able to fully participate in all activities of childhood. Secondly, it's clear that few parents and medical providers presently recognize when a child is overweight. I think there was a session yesterday on Latino families in which they noted that very small percentages of mothers of overweight children recognize that they were overweight. And this is true for medical providers as well. We have a system which now has a 95% rate of measurement and recording of the BMI at the time a child comes in for a well child visit. But even with the high rates of BMI on the chart, we find that there are a large number of kids who come in for a well check and leave never having been identified as overweight. This is most commonly done with the children ages 2 to 5, in which the kids are just kind of round anyway, and the providers don't recognize that round in that child is actually overweight. Other things I think you've seen from the medical literature, there's been increasing evidence that the growth patterns in the first years of life predict your likelihood of becoming overweight as an adult. I think Nader published a study that showed if you were overweight just once during your toddler years, it increased your risk of being overweight at age 12 by 5 times. And finally, I think it's all clear, this looks like a group of people who really know young kids, that establishing healthy lifestyle habits early in life is a much better predictor of future lifestyle, and it's a way to prevent problems from ever occurring. So we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from Kaiser Permanente to go ahead and start a multi-sectorial collaborative to prevent obesity in our county. The first thing we did is we organized an executive committee of the key partners that you saw on the previous slide. And between these partners, we actually have contact with probably all of the low-income children in the county, and many of the families have contact with many of the providers in the collaborative. We also organized a series of community forums. I don't know if you guys have had community forums. I think as a pediatrician, this was new to me. But these are great moments when parents start talking about their concerns about pediatric obesity. They were bilingual forums and attended by 130 families. They told us why they were concerned about pediatric obesity and the things that they had tried to do in their families to address it. It was great because one parent would speak up about a problem that they had in their household, such as too much video games, and other parents would speak up to give them suggestions on what to do. It was really empowering to see that it isn't something where a professional needs to tell them what to do. They really wanted solutions. The things that they told us, first of all, were that the different parts of the county have different problems. We have an eastern part of the county that's agricultural. They actually have pretty good access to fruits and vegetables. Other parts of the county had much more significant problems with safety. They also noted that they were very concerned about the lack of affordable activities for their children, especially in the evening. And finally, they told us that we thought our plan should have both a combination of education and policy. They still sought advice from the WIC counselors, the nurses, and the doctors that they were seeing on a regular basis, but they wanted their children to grow up in a healthier world as well. We also organized a leadership council, which is comprised of 53 stakeholders and decision makers in our county. These are people who came from very different sectors. Some of them were kind of surprised that we would ask them to be included in a pediatric obesity project. We had people in the business world, education, healthcare, childcare, the faith community, nonprofits. Again, the Leadership Council was a great experience, too. This has been meeting regularly and guiding us in writing the plan. We had one moment where a community activist stood up and complained about the lack of safe parks in an area where the drug dealers were actually occupying the park. And at that moment, the assistant chief of police for the city that he was referring to stood up in the Leadership Council and said, "Well, I'm going down to that park tomorrow and I'm going to make changes." So there were a lot of partnerships that have formed in the Leadership Council that have been very helpful to our initiative. We also did a literature search, and we did a stakeholder survey of 85 professionals and childcare people to see what they thought would work. We were focusing on things that were doable, things that we could do just within our small county without significant funding. And finally, we held a community summit in January of this year where we had 170 people come. We had policymakers, legislators, we had all kinds of different people who were involved in pediatric obesity and basically committed to help us make changes. So what have we done to date? Well, we have written a plan. I'll go over the plan here in a minute. And we also have seen a lot of changes, I think, beginning in our county. The plan is written to encourage families to have and develop a healthier nutritional environment for their children as well as physical activity and to prevent rather than treat childhood obesity. The plan has basically 8 evidence principles, which are a wish list. It includes, I have summaries in the back, and actually the plan is going to be on the essential learning component of the website for APHA, and it's also available if you want to look at the website, www.healthyandactiveb45.org. Basically what the plan does is it gives 8 options or wishes for improving the nutritional and physical activity environment for children in our county. The first two principles focus on primarily nutrition, in that we ask that we support and promote breastfeeding and the use of breastfeeding. Breast milk is the normal way to feed infants for at least the first year of life, and that we increase the availability, accessibility, and demand for affordable and healthy foods in all neighborhoods. As you probably know, the breastfed babies are significantly leaner at 1 year, and breastfeeding has been shown to have some protective effects against pediatric obesity in later years. The second two focused on the environment the kids spend. Families told us that we needed to increase the availability and utilization of safe places to play and be physically active for all young children and their families. And we also knew we need to improve the food and physical activity environment in preschool and childcare settings. As you probably know from other sessions right now, childcare and preschool settings are relatively unregulated at this point, and there's quite a bit of variation in terms of the availability of healthy foods and places to play for children in preschools and childcare. The fifth and sixth principles are going to be harder to implement. But we felt it was really important to talk about the role of marketing and television in young children. We asked an organization to consider supporting the elimination of and reduction of the exposure to marketing of foods of low nutritional value to children. We also encouraged the reduction of TV and other screen time for children 0 to 5. Right now, there's approximately $10 billion a year spent on food and food marketing and advertising for young children in the United States. And by the time children are 5 years old, their average mean computer, TV, and video time is 3 hours. So the marketing has been shown to have a significant impact on the consumption patterns of young children. And finally, We want to assure that families and young children receive quality preventive care through pregnancy and early childhood, and ensure that key community sectors provide parents and other care providers with the information that they need. I'll just finish up by telling you where we are to date with the plan. Right now, we have been tracking the data for overweight in our county, and it's not too encouraging. This is part of why we're working on a new initiative. If you look at the PEDNAS data for the last 5 years, we basically have not made any decrease in the rates of obesity in our county for young children aged 2 to 5. This is overweight and obese. And I must tell you, we have a county that has a remarkably talented WIC child care. The medical providers are geared up. We've been making a lot of efforts, and whatever we're doing is not enough for now. It looks like we would return to normal in the year 2044 at this rate, but I think we have to do more in order to impact that. We have begun to see a lot of changes. We've asked all of the leadership council members to go ahead and make some commitment to make a change in policy, practices, or programs. And we're in the process of collecting their commitments through survey. We've also developed a website. We're continuing to have leadership council meetings, and we have an evaluation plan. Some of the progress to date is here. We do have our safety net hospital that delivers most of the babies in the area seeking baby-friendly status, which is a set of principles that will increase breastfeeding rates. We are proposing 100% healthy options for the hospitals and clinics, where the providers said it was very discouraging to counsel a patient about pediatric obesity when in the next room was a Coke machine. The local First Five parent group has been working with the city to increase physical activity opportunities. We have special play structures for toddlers planned. We have a lot of medical providers now increasingly recognizing and counseling patients about the problems of early childhood obesity. And we also have local child care councils that have developed an action plan for improving child care in our county. I'll just finish by telling you a collaborative is a great thing. I hope we can come back to you in a year or so and show some real outcomes. We just had an incident this week where we realized that we didn't have any programs for really working with families outside of WIC for ages 2 to 5. Because of the connections through the Leadership Council, we were able to go to the local adult education class, and they've decided to go ahead and start sponsoring classes for parents to prevent pediatric obesity. So I think even though the times are tough economically, this is a very viable way to go, and I'm hoping that by the year 2012, we're going to see a lot leaner group of kids in our county. Thank you.
So we'll now move to Santa Clara County, and I'd like to welcome Krista Stifler from Samuels & Associates on strategizing for early childhood obesity prevention, reversing the epidemic in Santa Clara County, California. Oh, and how about if I should just move over here. You can't.